It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. And I'm joined now by Washington Times reporter Luke Rosiak, who's working on something called Romney Loss, Big Bucks, But Less Bang. That got my attention. How are you, Luke?
Good. Hey, Andy.
A little postmortem on the Romney campaign inner workings. Is that what I get out of this?
Right. So Romney used the services of a lot of for-profit companies that were led by some of his closest advisors. And what most of those companies did was provide telemarketing and postal mail services, which is problematic because that was kind of what happened with the Romney campaign, is he didn't have enough people knocking on doors, that grassroots activism, and that's where a lot of people are faulting him. That's where he got beat by Obama, and that turned out to be the big difference. They didn't have the ground game that they wanted. And what they had instead was they were relying on writing checks to companies that would turn around and provide services that they do for a living for a variety of clients. Yeah. In this case, robocalls and postal mail. And those things don't work very well. But, you know.
So what I get from that, though, is that they were trying to buy an election. You know, here's what I do. I throw a whole bunch of money at telemarketing. I throw a whole bunch of money over here in some other fashion. And at the end of the day, I buy votes.
Right. And what a lot of other Republicans are saying is it's not that easy. I mean, in the business world, maybe you're accustomed to writing a check to a contractor and getting a service, but it takes a lot of building a movement, and you can't necessarily buy that off the shelf.
Do you think Romney was told this is the way it had to be done? This was the path to victory?
Well, for example, his political director, pretty much one of his top guys, Rich Beeson, owns a company called FLS Connect, which does telemarketing. And Beeson certainly would have been one of the people in the room when they're deciding, okay, we have this nearly $1 billion. How are we going to allocate this? How much to staff? How much to this method of outreach? How much to this method? And, you know, you're going to have a bias towards a type of outreach if you have a financial stake in it, and only because, you know, it's not necessarily anything nefarious, and they weren't stealing this money. It was a very legitimate service they were providing, but they allocated too much of it towards these services, and there's no question that when you run a company that performs those exact services, you're going to be predisposed to, you know, putting an emphasis on them.
Yeah, and some really big money changed hands. In some cases, I was reading, what, $30 million here, $40 million there.
Right. I mean, FLS got, I think, around $40 million. Mm. And another one of, you know, a buddy of Romney's, Stephen Myers, he owns a postal mail company that's been, you know, sending out snail mail to Republicans for 20 years. And they got $50 million. And, you know, in both of these cases, Romney spent twice as much money as Obama on these types of outreach. And Republicans are older than Democrats, so perhaps there's an argument to using postal mail a little bit more than you would for Democrats, because older people still check the mail. I don't even like checking my postal mail anymore.
No. But kind of a pain to walk out to the mailbox.
But by and large, I mean, these are techniques that are increasingly ineffective, especially with postal mail meaning less, and everyone, you know, no one likes getting a robocall. I mean, that's just not as effective as when someone knocks on your door, especially when it's a neighbor who's not getting paid.
Yeah. Obviously, Obama did a much better job with that. He's got tons of very devoted people. We've seen that over and over during the past couple of years, and prior to that, before 2008. It seems as though the attitude of buying coffee and a donut or something for, you know, a neighbor or some friends would pay off more than marketing in the form of direct mail or telemarketing.
Right, and that's what a lot of Republican consultants are saying. They're saying, look, these aren't glamorous expenditures. They're small little things. They're building a network of believers in the neighborhoods. And no one can figure out how to make a profit in that. There's no profit. There's no 15% commission the way there is in, you know, using one of these consultancies. There's no real profit for anyone in that. But that's where the efficacy is, and that's what Obama really mastered. And there was a lot of money in the Romney campaign. Most people in the Obama campaign, they worked for the campaign itself. So they got a flat salary, and that was that. And no one really made over $120,000.
Mm-hmm.
by comparison, the Romney campaign pretty much just made disbursements to for-profit companies, who then divvied that up among expenses and profit and salaries.
Let me ask you something. Do you think this could spell the end of companies like that getting involved in elections?
Those companies have been around for a while, and I think they'll
continue.
Yeah,
but if you don't win, you know, by using those companies, then my guess would be the next Republican campaign, as an example, would take a good hard look at what the Obama campaign did and try to, you know, kind of run the line.
I think they should, and I think in this case, Romney probably got some bad advice from some of his advisors who did have this stake in it. Another thing is technology. Republicans typically haven't had a lot of smart tech workers simply because probably, you know, Silicon Valley is what it is. It's pretty left-leaning.
Yeah.
They've had trouble having smart tech people, and as a result, they've had to go back repeatedly to these a small number of firms who do computer stuff for Republicans. If they can get true believers to do the work because they believe in the cause, that's one way to do it. You just have to generate enthusiasm among people with skills. And people who are working for Obama, they were typically doing it as a labor of love. They weren't asking for a profit.
Yeah.
And, you know, even among the people who did work in-house rather than for contractors, there were 17 people on the Romney campaign who made more money than the highest paid staffer for Obama.
Wow.
Rich Beeson, for example, got paid $360,000. And that's, you know, not taking into account the $40 million that his company was paid.
Right.
Of course, much of that $40 million went to expenses, but we don't know exactly how much was profit.
Yeah, I think maybe probably made more than a dollar or two on it.
Exactly.
All right, folks, if you have the opportunity, check it out. It's called Romney Lost, Big Bucks But Less Bang. It's by Washington Times reporter Luke Rosiak. It's in today's Washington Times. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Andy.
425, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT.